Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Got a spare $12 million to buy the Deep Sea Challenger submarine, or what about just $1.2 million for a floating fish farm? Or if your budget is more limited, there are self-inflating car tyres for $300 each, or the motion-activated screwdriver for $60. That screws clockwise to tighten if you tilt it to the right, and loosens if you tilt it to the left. Yeah. These are just some of the inventions that made it into the Time magazine's 25 Best Inventions of 2012. Some have hugely practical applications, like the solar water distiller for use in coastal areas in the third world. Beautiful. At $70, it's half as expensive than existing models and 67% more efficient. I wonder what we would consider as God's best invention. In the Bible, in Isaiah 42, it's worded beautifully. God, who created the cosmos, stretched out the skies, laid out the earth, and all that grows from it. It's also amazing reading in the book of Job when God challenged Job. Have you ever in all your life commanded a day to dawn? Do you know where the light comes from or what the source of darkness is? Have you visited the storerooms where I keep the snow and hail? Can you shout orders to the clouds and make them drench you with rain? Of course, Job had no answers, and neither do we, despite all our knowledge and gadgets. I'm wondering, though, at the risk of bordering on becoming prideful, could we say that his greatest invention was us? When we think about the extraordinary workings of the human anatomy, the power of our mind, our immortality, and the choice God gave us to spend eternity with him, we can only kneel on the floor and say, "I'm not worthy." However clever inventors are, and no matter how useful their inventions are to mankind, they still can't match God's inventions, and never will. I'm Aaron Wright.